This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, October 8th. God's word to you today is watch and pray. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 121, verses 1 to 4, and it says, I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps. God will prepare a table before you. You will feast until you are full, and no one can stop it. Amen. God is God all by himself. He is not subject to anyone or anything or any circumstance. God is not subject to your occultic neighbor or to your bitter relative or to any witch or wizard. God is not subject to your wicked boss or that jealous family member or to your evil in-laws. God is not subject to anyone that cannot stand your progress. God is not subject to anyone that is evil in your life. God is not subject to the people who are trying to forcefully take what is rightfully yours. That inheritance will fight them, and they will bring it back to you where it belongs. Write it down. God is able to prepare a table for you right in front of your enemies. Everyone in God's favorite house will be great. Amen. Much greater than you are right now, in Jesus' name. However, Jesus tells us in Matthew 10, verse 36, your enemies will be right in your own household. The toughest enemy to defeat are the enemies within. This is the major challenge of greatness. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. All things are possible. Adam had the same challenge. It was the bone of his bone and the flesh of his flesh that led him to compromise God's instruction. Problem. For Abel, his enemy was his brother Cain. For Jacob, it was his in-law, his cousin, and even his brother. For Joseph, it was the brethren. Beware of the brethren. For David, it was his father-in-law. Do you think you have a horrible in-law? David's father-in-law was possessed of the devil, and he was going to physically pin David down with a javelin. It was Jeremiah being quoted in Zechariah 13, verse 6 from the New King James Version. And one will say to him, what are these wounds between your arms? Then he will answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Who sold Jesus out? The truth is, it takes someone close to you to lift you up or to pull you down. Your promotion is dependent on someone lifting you, either interceding spiritually or physically or opening a door for you. Guess what? Every problem you will ever have also will be caused by people. Take Jacob's case, for example. He was with his uncle, but the moment he decided to marry his cousin, the man threatened Jacob's supply. Laban moved from being an uncle to an enemy. He tricked Jacob into marrying Leah. Jacob worked for several years, but had nothing to show for it because Laban kept tricking him. Jacob's enemy was someone within. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, as I do life with people, help me to be discerning and know people by revelation. Reveal my friends and enemies to me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.